Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This is the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show with Captain Mickey Eastman. Captain Mickey has been guiding the Texas Gulf Coast waters for over 30 years and has won numerous national and local tournaments. Now, here's your host, Captain Mickey.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show, hour number two on this Sunday morning. I'm Captain Mickey Eastman producing the Outdoor Show this morning.
Good morning. This is Joanna.
Joanna, good morning. It's all good. I sure like all the good files you're pulling up, bringing back old times. Nothing like it.
Johnny B did a great job editing
this. Yeah, he did. He did. And you do a good job, too. I appreciate you. It's fun working with you again.
It's fun being here. Thank you.
Yeah, you just don't like the hours. I know you. This is a little different for you. You're used to better hours than this. But anyway, well, winds aren't, they've gone down a little bit, but they're not coming up any. So maybe that's a good sign this morning. We'll have some good, decent weather. San Luis Pass, it's 7 right now out of the south at the Galveston North Jetty. It's kind of south-southwest at 10. Up in the bay at Eagle Point, it's southwest at 2, and way up by Morgan's Point, it's south at 1. So it doesn't look too bad at all this morning. May get a little warm today. Anyway, all right, well, next up, we're going to go to Captain Jeff Naylor down in Freeport and check in with him this morning. See how things are going.
All the way from Freeport, Texas, let's go eastbound and down with South Texas Salt Life Adventures. He's the deep sea Don.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
Captain Jeff Nalum Naylor.
All right, Nalum, we did that just for you. Joanna's pulling him out, baby. Out of the woodwork.
That's right, man. I needed that, man. Thank you, guys.
What's going on, man?
My hair is blowing up. You know, my face is good and windburn. Going for another one today. You know, jumping back in the saddle. Man, it's been kind of a rough week all the way around.
Yeah, it has. You know?
Which, again, we're pretty much used to by now. So, but man, we sure put together some good boxes this week. You know, the kingfish are here and eating well, and the snapper is still eating pretty good. Got some weed lines that we found here in the last week and got some money on board.
Cool.
And, man, just a big variety. We caught on Wednesday, we went down south. We ended up catching 7 ling. You know, and we haven't caught a single one all year. Yeah, we've had.
I know ling has kind of been off. King and ling both have been a little bit off with everybody I know this year. You know, for the most part, but that's good. You stumbled on some. That's good.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's exactly right. I mean, those kingfish have been kind of hit or miss. You know, one of the old school guys I talked to a lot down here that kind of helped me out throughout the years. He told me, you know. They come in shore in close about this time of the year, you know, about July, something like that. You'll start catching them on some of the near shore humps and rocks and stuff like that. And hadn't really seen them all. Obviously, I think that a good reason for that is the water clarity and the salinity content with the as much rain as we've been getting, you know, and that kind of thing, and that Bragg's dumping. So it's a theory, you know, but you know, those little juvie kings, man, they're pretty versatile too. You know, they'll come into pretty murky water. But yeah, they haven't been in all year long, and it's been tough fishing, and he used to tell me all the time, man, offshore, kingfish are a little more predictable. The inshore kingfish are not so much. I mean, very, very hit or miss. You know, don't bet on the ones inshore.
Right.
But, you know, the ones offshore have kind of been that way this year. You know, real hit or miss. So it's kind of mixed reviews a little bit. We've had some really stellar trips, and we've had some kind of slow days, too, at the same time. So it's but all in all, man, I tell you, I'm so proud of people this year. You know, on these really rough days, I haven't seen as many of the wrecked boats going out trying as hard as they can to get out.
Right.
Man, it's just been nasty. It's been nasty.
On those ling you found, were most of them keepers or what? Were they good ones?
No, they were all, we caught one. Now, mind you, the Texas Pacific Railway went up last year, so that would be the presiding. It's federal regulations or Texas Parks and Wildlife regulations, whichever is greater. Texas Parks and Wildlife went up on their size to 40 inches. Now, that's tail to nose, not fork to nose. So
right.
That's something good to know. But, yeah, we got one. It was keeper. Bunch of them just right shy. I mean, you know, half inch, something like that. Story of my life, but. I mean, hey, man, anytime it's time to swim up, man, it's a good day, you know. And the one particular day we caught seven, I mean, shoot, everybody, every time I turn around, another ling, here we go, ling, on this side, who's got it? And, man, it was really neat. Of course, shrimp boat season started, and there's all the shrimp boats out there right now going 24/7.
Yeah, and that's only going to get better in about 2 weeks when all these fish find these shrimp boats, man. It's going to be Katie bar the door.
Oh, yeah. It's going to be dynamite. And really, to be honest with you, I haven't seen where they shrimp at. Ideally, you have blue water. If you don't have real blue water under those shrimp boats, the blackfin tuna don't commonly, you know, gather underneath them. Now, sometimes you will find them in some murky water, but it's very rare, and that blue water is right there, right where it needs to be, and it's pushing its way. And man, I saw some just awesome rips yesterday. Everything's kind of moving east, northeast, which is good. That's gonna come inshore a little bit. I think it's gonna bring a lot of real good fish. One thing I haven't seen at all this year is sailfish. I mean, we always catch sailfish too around this time of the year. Mm-hmm. We haven't seen or heard of anyone, you know, catching any right now. So it's just a matter of time. I think it's a waiting game. This might be a late season, you know, late summer season, fishing season, if you will.
I think you're right.
And you just kind of hold on and get ready. So, I mean, the other thing, too, is those snapper, they're there. They're just getting tough to catch. I mean, you know, you got to get creative, get high, get low, get, you know, change up your bait constantly. You're going to find a rhythm. And get those big ones. Mm-hmm. And I always tell everybody, you know, early in the year, everybody fishes the short spots. I mean, everybody, you know, the near shore spots, the closest spots there is, it's the easiest ones. And then it doesn't take a good weekend or two, and they decimate them, and they're gone. But by this time, you know, late in July, roll back to those. Those fish will go back over there. They'll crowd them up and repopulate them. And so that's kind of what we're doing right now. That's our rhythm. Go out, catch kind of what we know is there, and then circle back and hit some of these little smaller spots to pluck off a few more in the box type of thing. Man, so far so good. We got this morning. I'm excited, man. I got Southern Outdoor Dreams, which I've already told you about several times. You know, they do hunt trips and fishing trips for disabled kids and veterans, wounded veterans, and get to take a wounded veteran crew out this week, today, with Southern Outdoor Dreams guys, man. Excited, man. Yeah, man, I've been dying. I want to take the disabled kids. A lot of these kids are in wheelchairs, and, man, I really want to take them, but, you know, parents of the kids, you know, they're a little bit weary of it, you know.
Sure.
especially with the
plus it's been so rough too, you know. It's you gotta pick your days for that kind of crew.
Absolutely. Absolutely, man. And you know, and that's kind of been the feat, I think, a little bit. But I was able to, you know, have some friends that are disabled, older guys that, you know, have the upper body strength and stuff like that. So we took a couple of them out last week to kind of test ride the boat, see how kind of mounted some straps in the back to lock in the wheelchair and stuff like that. Worked out phenomenally.
Well, that's good. Good friend of my Colton.
Yeah, man. Good friend of my Colton. And we took we set him in the back, man. Got up next to a weed line, man. Just gave him 2 5-gallon buckets and a whole bunch of cut up bait and stuff. Boy, he was wearing those mahi out. He filled that bucket. I'm full. Okay. Come back with an empty bucket and he filled it up again, you know. So, a lot of fun, man. And, you know, the forecast looks like it's kind of holding. You're right. The wind hasn't died completely. But I think it's changing up enough throughout the day and the night to kind of knock the real big stuff off of it a little bit.
Right. I saw where it kept coming down yesterday as the day went on. So, you know, it did inside. Yeah. I don't know about offshore, but, you know, in the bays, as the day progressed, the wind came down.
Yeah, it did the same thing offshore, too. It came down. Of course, it doesn't always work out like that. It's supposed to do the same thing Friday and stay blowing like crazy.
Yeah, so, Friday was a little soupy, buddy.
Yeah. So we got eyes full of salt water, man, and you know, we got good snowy eyebrows, and man, we're ready for some more already. So
yeah, and nothing like good old Gulf salt on the skin, buddy. It makes for a really good tan. It really cooks you good.
Yeah, that's right. That's right, man. You know, you got to keep telling yourself that. But, man, the marlin bite, you know, it's kind of, I haven't heard anything on that. You know, there's not been a bunch of bugs going out. A lot of them are still doing the tournaments right now. I think a lot of them are, I want to say, in Mississippi this week. I cannot remember. I could be lying to you. But, haven't really seen a whole lot or heard much from around here. We got some friends of ours that went out to the tuna grounds Friday and supposed to come back today sometime. So hopefully I'll have a little report from the tuna grounds next week. But yeah, man, I mean, other than that, it's things are changing and we're coming up here on the end and you know, you don't have to get in a rush to get out there again. Just kind of take your time and you know, make it happen. I talked to Sharky. He's going to be coming down my way potentially today. I'm not sure.
Yeah.
Man, that dude's been smoking some monster snapper over there in Galveston.
Yeah, I saw him and Cameron O'Plog. They had some toads yesterday.
Oh, yeah. Oh, he's
both boats. That was good to see.
Yeah, how's Cameron doing overall? Yeah, I mean, I've missed his report.
Yeah, he's doing good. He's popping them, man.
Good.
I'm gonna try and get a hold of him after you.
Oh, really? Okay, cool. I'll circle back around and listen to when I get back in. I mean, they struggled all year. You know, that their water clarity over there has just been terrible.
I know.
It's just been tough fishing, man, especially over there, you know, and gosh, you got to make such a run, you know, that way. But I tell you, you know, that really will separate a novice guy from an experienced guy that might go out there in that slop.
Sure.
And in that stuff and be able to pull some big toes out. And I tell you what, I commend both those guys for doing such a great job over there. Man, and so proud of Sharky for doing it too, man.
Yeah, it's something to be young and full of energy like that. And they're, you know, they got the knowledge and they do a good job, man. They are little firecrackers.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. So,
all right, Jeff. I hope you do good today. I hope you light them up. and have a lot calmer seas to deal with than we've been having. But I got to run. It's break time. But if somebody wants to get with you and come hook up out of Freeport, go offshore and do it up, man, how do they get a hold of you?
Yeah, you call me at any time at 979-417-1013 or go to our website at stsladventures.com. That's short for Tout, Texas, Salt Life Adventures. We've got shrimp boat season coming up. August kind of full. September's still open. And let's get out there and catch some fish.
Better days ahead, my friend.
That's right.
Can't wait till you can get on them shrimp boats, get something going on them. That'll be fun. Well, Jeff, hey, it's always good talking to you, and be safe out there, and hope y'all whack them today.
Awesome, brother. Appreciate you, maybe. Have a
hey,
good
thank
one.
You, Jeff. All right, buddy. Take care. All right, that's Captain Jeff Naylor over in Freeport. I just call him Nalem. Good guy.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Outdoor Show with Captain Mickey Eastman.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show, 521 here in the Bayou City. All right. Let's go down to G-Town. Let's check in with Captain Plogg, see what is up in his neck of the woods this morning. James, what's happening?
Yo, Mick. What's up, buddy?
Not a lot. Well, not a lot. And, I tried to get Cam, but I said, well, call James. He'll pick up.
Man, them boys are smoked. He just come out of the house a minute ago and grabbed me stuff. He didn't talk to me 2 seconds.
Yeah,
they blazed off. So
scrambling around. They got to run out again today.
Yeah, see, them boys, they finding out how it is. Not that they don't know, but it's, you know, right now it's it's every day, dude. It's, I couldn't do it. I mean, I could. I wouldn't want to, but him and Preston, that's, you know, because it ain't, I think they've been every day, and it ain't been just super flat. It ain't been your,
no,
you know, your greatest days in the world. Matter of fact, I talked to Jeff, my buddy of mine, Jeff Owen, yesterday, and Jeff was telling me how bad it was. He got, I think Jeff got a 38 yellowfin. And, well, me and Jeff grew up together, and we've been snapping fish together with his dad. We were babies. Anyway, he said, man, I was going to go in at Port Arthur, and I said, it was that bad? He said, yeah, it wasn't but 7 miles different from where I was at. And I said, yeah, but then you got to run 50 miles down the ditch, man. But and I said, well, I guess it was crappy. And I talked to Cameron, and he said, yeah, it, you know, it wasn't that bad. He said, you know, here's the deal about our boat. You know, hey, we're slow. When it's really bad, like Friday was bad. That's 14 knots, dude. You don't pound. You get there when you get there. When you come home down sea. Friday was nasty. Friday was, you know, 3 to 4 foot, and they're about 2 seconds apart.
Yeah, and, that's nasty when they're that close together. It makes for a terrible boat ride.
But them big outboards, Mickey, they want to run. Or either the boat wants to or the people want to. And, you know, like Cameron said yesterday, he said they watched outboards turn around. And they got about 10 miles offshore. They watched two or three of them turn around. I mean, because, dude, it's rough. And those boats don't like to squat and just plow. They want to go. Then when you go, I don't care how big it is, and you're flying that boat out of the water, you're just going to hit, dude. So the outboards are going when it's calm. Yeah, you're big time. You're going 60, and you'll be there in 5 minutes. But when it gets normal golf, you got to be able to pull it back, man. Nice to run that contender for Buddy. And you pull it back, and I promise you, you better have your slicker suit and some goggles. Because you're fixing to drown. Because they don't like to go slow.
Mm-hmm.
So, but he said it wasn't that bad. Today looks a lot better. I looked at that 60-mile buoy. It's like 2.3, 2.6, and it's under 10 knots. That's the first time I've seen that.
Been a while.
Well, since last week.
Yeah.
Since last week. So they smoked them yesterday. But, you know, fishing is a lot of stuff that, you know, people ain't fishing. Mickey. We don't. It's kind of like trout fishing. What I've tried to do this year, and well, we've been able to do a little bit. Hey, they'll stop and they catch two or three really nice fish, and they'll go over here and catch two or three.
Right.
Put together a big box, but it's just like trout fishing. It ain't no different. You sit there and beat on what
like
you're
Naylor,
doing
you know,
every day.
Nalum was just talking about, you know, just those small hard spots and get you one or two off of there and move on. And usually when you do hit those spots, they're good ones.
Yeah, you just can't beat it up, you know.
It's right.
I mean, like the other day, they found a hard spot running home and had two fish on it. This not the other day. This was
I remember you telling me about a couple of weeks back. Yeah, and they caught two
they caught both
off
fish.
There.
Yeah, one was, I think, 21, and one was 19, you know.
Yeah, buddy.
But they're just two fish right there.
That's worth a stop.
Yeah, you ain't kidding. So they're doing good. The kingfishing, you know, we caught some kingfish one day this week. I think five or six. But, you know, the water is just green water, man. People tell you all they want about all that fresh water, how great it is for everything. Over time, I'm sure it is. But while it's happening, it sucks, dude, for tarpon fishing. That kind of fishing.
Just ask me. I'll tell you all of anything you want to know about freshwater up
there. Yeah. Hey, Mickey, I was thinking about this the other day, man. I said, man, the whole state's dying and everybody's crops are gone and the ground is cracking. And we was kicking them, dude. So I said, man, I don't know. We was banging on them, baby. So
I know.
It just, you know, it's there's no mix, Mickey, nowadays. It's extreme. You either got drought and it's hurting a lot of the people and it's good for us, or you got giant flood, it's gonna be great for South Texas and them, and we ain't got nowhere to fish. There's no in between. Can't we just get like just amount of right of rain and then it gets dry like it used to?
I know
thinking about
how much fiberglass did you see yesterday?
You know, Mickey, it wasn't nothing like Friday, dude. I was
Friday was
Friday, mate, yesterday looked like no everybody
I
ran out
I cracked up laughing. I read a couple of posts from Greg over there in your neck of the woods. He posted one where this boat ran aground on a sandbar he was waiting on and totally ruined his fish, and they were smoking them. And then he says, and then another post, he said, I've never seen so many light bars and bait buckets in all my life.
I couldn't help but laugh at that.
And it's so true.
I didn't run down there, but he's right. Now, running yesterday morning, I got Q-beam light barred. I had to really pay attention just to get to the marina.
Yeah, I mean,
like,
those
man.
Light bars blind everybody. You can't see when you're running.
If somebody's
coming at
legal.
You with one of those, you just got to shut it down, man.
You know, we have them on the big boat, and they're big time for what you need to do with them. We had them on the intercoastal coming in one night. But, you know, as soon as we saw barge, you know, we pull them back, you know.
Right.
So everybody's –
everybody can see.
These people – dude, it was bad. So, anyway, I see all that stuff, and I load David and them. I'm already crybabying about everything. And honestly, Mickey, it was like man, where's all these people at? They must have went down there with your buddy. Must have went to the west or must have went somewhere.
Yeah.
I mean, don't get me wrong. I've seen some boats, but it had nothing to do with my fishing. It was, like, really subdued. And I was like, man, I can't believe this. The fishing sucked. It didn't change the fishing.
Well, look at that tide schedule, man. I mean, look at the current. I mean, it's just it's a trickle.
It's nothing, Mickey. The current all day. But here's the deal. Could I have went and caught them? I don't know. In this tournament thing, you get five fish. You can have five trout.
It's totally
one
different.
Red and four trout. Two reds and three trout. So bottom line, I told Dave and them, I said, look, bro, anytime you put a redfish in the mix, it's a redfish tournament. It ain't a trout tournament. So we spent a lot of time, and I had some reds. I found them on, was it Friday? Friday. Man, I caught one, had about five bites on top water, 24, 25-inch red. Plenty good enough for what I needed. And we rolling in yesterday morning, and Keith Moore was fishing with me. Keith, boom, pops one right off the bat, 24.5 inches. Said, good, we get these two reds, and I go trout fishing. Dude, that was in the hunt. I mean, no bait, no mull. I told Dave and them, I said, dude, nothing looks like yesterday. And then I had another little school around where I knew where something was, and we went over there, and it was dead as a hammer. I said, well, we're in trouble. Then I went back in there, no reds. I think we caught a couple of trout. It was just tough. I mean, we caught what we needed to go weigh in, but I doubt very seriously we won anything.
Right. Well, hang on. Hold that thought. Let me get this break in. I'll come right back at you. Hang with me.
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
Live from the Twin Peaks Studios, Sports Radio 610 presents The Outdoor Show with Captain Mickey Eastman.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show, 535 here in the Bayou City. Let's go back to G-Town and let's talk a little more with Captain Plogg. All right, James, we're back, buddy.
Yo, buddy.
Who's going to win the Open today? I'm going to call you out right now.
Man, I don't know, Mickey. I'm going to pay attention today. I don't know. I like to see Jordan do it. What do you think?
I would, but boy, he went on his putter left town yesterday on that back nine. I mean, when I first started watching him, he was draining, 10 and 12 footers for par. And I mean, his putting stroke looked good, and it just went south all of a sudden. And, I mean, he bogey two of the last three holes, and I mean, that knocked him.
So
he was
tied
for
the lead.
But he's
still in the mix. Where's he?
He's at 9 under. He's in third. He's 3 shots behind Louis Oosthuizen. And that Colin Morikawa, man, he is looking really strong. I mean, that guy's iron play is
big time.
Anyway. Yeah. And his putter got to working yesterday, but you got some dark horses laying right behind everybody, like John Rahm, he's still not out of it. He could.
Where's he at?
He's 7 under. And and Scotty Scheffler, that boy from Texas, hey, there's another dark horse that could, if he puts a good round together today, hey, who knows, man? It's
well,
a good race right
now. It looks
right
like
now.
The guys that we want to see, and you tell me if I'm wrong, because I know you're looking at it. The open sometimes, because it's overseas, I don't understand, but it looks like they're teeing off, what, 9:35 our time?
Yeah,
is
I think
right?
Jordan tees off 9:25, and Louis and Morikawa well, they'll go at 9:35, 10 minutes behind them.
Well, I'm fixing to get all my stuff done. I'm fixing to go to the gym. I'm fixing to do my stuff, and then I'm going to be ready to set up. We have it all on there at 9:35. Also,
yeah.
Yesterday, dude, me and old Keith Moore, Keith can fish. He comes with David, and we jack with David all day long. So we stopped at a spot, and I said, look, man, y'all go down through here. Maybe you catch a redfish. Maybe not, but every now and then I catch one right here. I don't know what's here. Just we got an hour of fish. Let's do that. I get out and I walk on the wind. I'm getting a bunch of bites. I had probably 12 bites on top water, and they're all garbage. The kind that you hook, you get up there, and they go
drink it trash.
You know, drink it trash. And I finally caught one. Oh, Mickey, about 19 inches. But we had our trout. We really needed to catch a red. And I ain't paying no attention. I walking through the boat, and I said, man, it's awful shame. I can't believe I parked right there. Well, I had went somewhere to a set of rocks to see if I could catch a red. Well, I picked the hook up, and I uncleated it, and I threw all that. The boat's destroyed. I'm trying to boat fish in about 6 inches of mud, and I'm already mad about doing all that. Well, I'm in a hurry, and I jump out, and I don't cleat off. So my boat just drifted into the bank, and no anchor.
Uh-oh.
So – and, oh, man, I was hot at myself. And I said, you know, David, I really want to blame this on you. In some kind of way, it is your fault. But that's on me, man. If you're too stupid to cleat your anchor off, then you're just stupid. I was not happy. And I don't care about the anchor, man. It's the line I use. It's about $3 a foot. I got the anchor out of my
Did you lose it?
Oh, yeah, because I don't remember where I put
it.
Because I don't remember where I parked.
Oh,
you know
my
what I'm saying?
Gosh.
And on top of that, we got to leave because I pushed it to the limit, you know, on the weigh-in deal.
Yeah, use that good rope like I do. I buy it West Marine. It's at least $3 to $3.50 a foot, man.
Yeah, the line bothered me worse than anything. So.
Oh, yeah, anyway. Plus the chain. You know, that laminated chain ain't cheap either.
Well, mine was stainless, dude. That was awesome.
Well, that's even worse. That's even more money.
But it ain't nobody. But see, you know, I was telling David, I said, that's why I don't do this anymore. You got two things. Number one, I don't know how many days in a row I've gone. So I'm mentally tired. Physically, I don't get tired. Mentally, I'm tired. Now we're in a hurry. Having a hurry. But it's my fault. You know, I mean, I can't. So... That's what I always tell
man, you couldn't throw lures around there and hang that anchor rope?
Mickey, I don't even know where I was at. I mean, I don't even know where to start. Yes, if I'd have took enough time and spread some people out, I would have found it. But it was kind of out in the middle of the bay kind of deal. You know, it wasn't like on a shore.
Oh, okay.
I drifted up onto the bank, so it would have been an issue. And I still might find it, but, you know. Hey,
now,
when
somebody's
you're left
prop to, may find it.
No, somebody's going to find it because this ain't where I'm fishing ain't no secret spot. It's like going to Walmart fishing. So somebody's going to walk over that line, and they're going to pick that anchor up, and they're going to go, man, this is big time.
Well, too bad it wasn't that cheap polypropylene that floats, you know.
Yeah.
Remember that yellow anchor rope we used to buy at, like, Jack Herd's or somewhere? You'd get it for, like, nothing.
And
buy it
in
a half inch, and it floated. That was the only good thing about it. It sure hurt your hands pulling it in all the time.
It was horrible, and that's why. But I'm going to go I'm gonna go to West Marine probably tomorrow when I get in. And I'm going to have them build me that same line. I'm going to have them feed me a thimble in there. I'm going to make it nice.
How many feet did you have, like 300 feet?
No, Mickey, that was just my first shot. You know, I carry a 200-foot shot in the front, and I think that shot there is about 50 foot. You know, that's just
for waiting. Yeah, I got you.
Yeah. So, and I don't use the whole thing because, like I say, I just use that because it's easy on my hands. And then when we get serious, you got to really put out some line. I'll clip that other 200-foot to it. But it's my fault. I'm like, man, I hate when I do stupid stuff. There's nobody to get mad at but yourself.
Well, you get tired and just, you know, every day, day in and day out. I remember those days. You just, you get, your body doesn't get that tired. It's just mentally, you know.
Mentally, you're smoked, dude.
You just get mind fog, you know, brain fog.
Man, I'm worried about a redfish. And that's, you know, you think about all the mistakes that we've made over the years. And most of the mistakes come like that when you become mundane. You just, and that's what I was telling Cameron, dude, you got to stay on, because you know, you run 10 or 12 days in a row, and then all of a sudden stuff starts happening, you know, like, man, I forgot this, I didn't do that. So it's oh,
it helps to be younger too, you know, and it, of course, when you're young, you don't have that much of a brain anyway. But
it's mainly fried.
I remember when Dwayne was deck ending for me that summer, and I mean, we ran like 63 days offshore, you know, that summer. And
oh,
man,
yeah,
it,
y'all
remember, it was calm every day, just smoking them. And remember those girls, what was her name? Sharon, she used to fish with me and you. She fished the Lady Bass Anglers deal, you know.
She was good. I remember. She came in.
Her and her friends just, well, they wanted to go offshore. They'd never been, said, we got to try it. And she booked me, and Dwayne and I took her and four ladies out there. And, buddy, we got on a weed line on the way in. I said, yeah, we'll pull in here, and I'll catch y'all a few chicken dolphin, you know, to fry up. Well, we had snapper, lean, king. We're full. And we hit that weed line. And I pulled those light rods, those trout rods out with a jig head on them, and they went to working on them chicken dolphin. You remember that day? I was running
I
out
to
of.
Clean them.
We cleaned chicken dolphin for 2 days, it seemed like. I didn't think I'd ever get. I think they ended up keeping 164 of them.
I know you had a bunch of them. I'm like,
it was nasty.
So
I kept telling them, I said, look, we got to go. It's 4 o'clock. We're tired. We got a lot, you know. That boat was a bloody mess from all those nasty little chicken dolphin flopping around, flipping blood everywhere. We were covered in blood. It was nasty.
Now, people love Sharon. Yeah, she fished with all those fish with you. She went with Darren. She would go with Trimble.
Yeah, she was a fishing machine.
She was a good fisherman for sure. Them chickens are fun, though. People have a good time with that.
Oh, and they're good eating. You know, they fillet easy. It's just, you know, when you got that many of them, it's just nasty. You're wore out after you get through with all the snapper and the ling and the king and everything. Then you got to mess with those things.
Oh, my buddy Jonathan McCray, he owns a boat called the Thunder. And I was cleaning fish the other day, and he walked by. Jonathan's like, he's like this. He's like, hey, dude, you almost through cleaning, man? I said, yeah, Jonathan, I'm about done. Man, I'll pay you to clean my fish, dude. I said, oh, you need a little help, I'll help you. Pay me nothing. Dude, I cleaned fish for 3 hours.
Because
they'd come from Port Isabel working their way back to Galveston because they'd been in Tampico.
Yeah.
And, man, I cleaned everything you can catch offshore. But, Jonathan, he took care of it. I said, Jonathan, I didn't do this for any money. But how many carts of these fish y'all got? And then when I finished all, I mean, the groupers, the tilefish, the tunas. He says, well, how many snapper y'all got, Jonathan? I don't know, dude, but I think we got like 28. And I said, okay, we ain't come over here, dude.
Good Lord.
Oh, man. He took good care of me. I said, Jonathan, that's fine. But, yeah, a bunch of boats offshore right now. I mean, there's two tournaments. There's one in Orange Beach. There's one out of Port Aransas. And I don't have time to look. I want to look this morning. I know somebody had 119-inch fish, and I want to say it was over in Orange Beach. The Blue Marlin Grand Championship's going on over there.
Right.
And then Cameron's buddy that he fished with out of Port Aransas, they made on a boat called the Quantified, the one they caught the tuna on.
Yeah.
I want to see what Justin's doing, because he's a stud, dude. He's like Jimmy Lawley going fishing. He's a stud. So
boy,
we'll see how he does.
Jimmy Lloyd. Man, oh, man, what an animal he is.
He's one of the best, brother. One of the best.
All them guys, man. You got, you know, Eric and Steckler and Jay Ray and all. I mean, just those guys are something else.
You know what I'm learning? And I was had a guy fishing with me, and I took him to a place that unless you go there, you don't know about it. mean, you just don't know. You know how we used to have some stuff. And it's a stupid spot. He says, oh, yeah, man, I got all this off Google Earth. So what do you mean you got it off Google Earth?
Oh, yeah, anything you want, just go Google it. Google Earth, man, it'll zoom right in. Hey, here's where we're going tomorrow.
Hey, and he knew. I'm listening to him tell me. And I'm like, he knows. He's seen this.
You know how we found all that? With our feet and our eyes.
Yeah, but nowadays, Mickey, you just go to that thing. I guess you're smart enough to know how to do it. You can find all this stuff.
Yeah, I mean, it don't take a wizard to figure it out. It's crazy.
I guess not. It blew me away because I'm listening to him tell me. I said, man, he's right. And then I know he ain't fished there a lot. And I'm like,
right,
man. And I guess that's, you know, I should know how to learn how to use more technology. But I don't know. I like trying to find them.
I'm electronically challenged. I'm just too old school, too stuck in my ways, and too stupid.
I'm basically just too stupid.
Speaking of stupid, man, how about tarpon season coming up? When are y'all going to start running those things? I know Robbie's probably getting about ready to go to Venice, huh?
Yeah, I think he loads up, I think, next week. And, you know, the boys don't get out of the boat till the 1st. So, but I don't think we've missed a whole lot, Mickey, because there ain't.
No.
You know, I know Culpepper and them caught a couple of fish in POC. You know, your boy down there is catching them, but, you know, that's
a different
animal.
Yeah, Brian's been doing. Well, that's a whole different setup. And plus, he gets the fish first. They come through him before they get here. You know, the ones that come from the south.
Yeah, the fish are here. We just don't have no. You know how
no conditions. You
got to
have conditions, man.
It's terrible. I mean, them boys are cutting the tops off of four footers trying to go snapper fishing. I mean, it sure ain't no. I mean, can you go out there and catch one? Yes. You get out there, flip her sideways, put you some jigs out, a couple of shads, drift the gel coat falls off. You can catch one, but that ain't what I want to do. I want to see if I can find them. And once you find them, you know, you kind of got an idea. Right now, I'd start from ground zero.
Yeah.
So anytime August the 1st, we're open and the boat's done, you know, snapper fishing. And we've had some people call us wanting to go amberjack fishing. The cameraman, he looked at Preston and he said, Preston, I'm not going amberjack fishing. I don't like them. I ain't going. I don't care how much money they got. I'm going tarpon fishing. Preston said, okay.
Well, I can't blame him for that. Reef dogs.
Yeah, them boys. They're tired of going to the bottom, man. You get 60 days sitting fishing on the bottom, you're like, man, let's go do something else.
Yeah, that's if you like bottom fishing, it's AJ season coming up.
Oh, they're so nasty. We went somewhere else with Jacob. I was making for him on the coastal outlaw. And, man, we had some really nice snappers for catching. And we were a long way. We went a long way. We went up to about 11 o'clock that night. This was last year. Anyway, we couldn't even catch the big snapper because of the amberjack. I said, Jacob, get us out of here, dude. We can't fish.
Everybody's wore out. They're wore down from winching up AJs.
Yeah, one or two of them's cool. I don't even like to eat them. I don't.
No.
I guess
they're not one of my favorite fish to eat.
But like Nader say, Mickey, if the water was right, you know, you would – you know, be fishing for a kingfish or something, and you catch a sailfish, you might catch a straggler wahoo. So that green water, you know, like in Louisiana, that blue water will push in and out no matter what the river's doing. But here, when our rivers run, there's nothing to push it because you're not 80 miles out in the Gulf. The land,
no.
You're 100 miles out
true.
There, man.
I remember I used to put in the pass and jump out, and I'd head to 303, get my old snapper. I mean, what was that rig, like 11 miles out of the pass? It's close.
Yeah, it was big time, big time.
And then there was a big weed line. It worked up every day, and I'd go about another 10 miles out and get on that big carpet of weed and skip baits, you know, ballyhoo up and down the edge of it and looking for them big bull dolphin. We'd catch them big knotheads, and we were – I had two baits right in a prop wash one day, two ballyhoos. I used to buy them pre-rigged at Smitty's, and he always kept them. And I'm skipping them right there out of the wheel wash, and all of a sudden both of them went off, and I had two sails on at one time. I ain't even 20 miles out of the pass, and we catch two sails, just boom. I said, this is big. And But, you know, it was right then. I mean, it was blue water on that on 303 right out of the pass. I mean, the blue water was right there. I saw a whale shark one day swim right under the boat out there.
Well, see, that was no man's land, Mickey, because I remember now if you tried to pull the pass from your house, you'd have to leave on Monday to fish on Tuesday.
Oh, I know.
But you couldn't do it. But think about it. That's no man's land. People coming out of Freeport ain't running that way to Galveston. People coming out of Galveston ain't running that way to Freeport. So you had a little window right there, triangle, that was, unless them boys come out of pass, it was just us that went out there. It was nobody fishing there, man. And we still, Buddy and I used to do that a lot. We would run southwest and we would fish all that stuff because you could fish tight. You didn't have to go a long ways and there was nobody there.
Yeah, and we used to just nuke the kings, you know, around that rig there, especially if you had, a few shrimp boats tied off to the rig and culled out during the night and they're sleeping during the day. I used to pull up to the back of one of those boats and turn her sideways and put baits in the water, and they'd follow you off those shrimp boats. You could drift backwards for a mile away from them and never get out of the kings. It was just smoker city. I mean, all you wanted. Everybody was wore out. They're ready to go in at 11 o'clock. They're exhausted.
I hadn't even thought about 303 that you said something about it. But that was,
wonder if that rig's even still there.
Man, Mickey, I think it is. Remember, there was another one that was about 12 or 13 miles straight offshore.
Right.
You could see it. Well, about 11 miles, you could see it. And it was straight offshore from there. And that one was good. And there was a lot of good stuff out there. Like I say, nobody was fishing it.
Yep. Those were the good old days.
Well, you got to keep your spot sacred. It's like me and Preston was talking about that. You know, a lot of the stuff they're fishing, you know, nobody is going to fish it. They don't have it. And that's, man, they don't care from trout fishing. We had a lot of stuff that was big time. But when you lose it and becomes common, now you got to keep moving. And eventually in the bay, you run out of stuff. Out there in the Gulf, there's still stuff to find, but it makes it hard.
Yeah.
You got your numbers. You better hang close to them. You better not set on it.
I'm with
Preston,
you.
If there's a boat within 400 miles, he won't even stop. Cameron told him the other day, probably said, "Look, Preston, dude, go somewhere and fish. We can't keep driving around. We're going to run out of fuel."
Oh, boy, hey, we know dudes, all about that, man.
Hey, you ought to watch that operation. Them two boys, they are something else.
I bet that's funny.
Well, it works good. Preston is a total fish head. Preston drives the boat. Cameron does everything else, and it's a dream team. It works out really, really good.
Your Laurel and Hardy dream team. Never a dull moment.
It's worse. All Preston has to do is worry about where to fish. All Cameron's got to do is take care of his tackle, take care of his guys, and it works out really, really well.
Awesome.
I am bragging on them, but I've had a lot of texts from my guys that fish with them say, "Dude, that's the best time we ever. You're going to have a good time." My hat's off to them. They do a really good job. I ain't bragging on them because they're mine.
They're paying the price this year. They're earning every penny they're making right now, buddy. Fishing
you
in this mess.
You ain't kidding me, bro. You ain't kidding.
All right, buddy. Well, James, I got to run, man. It's coming up on a break. If somebody wants to get with you, and they'll go with the old man and go bay fishing, or they can get with the young guns and go offshore, how do they get a hold of you, buddy?
Come on, buddy. 571-7306. You going to nap or you going to watch the open? What are you going to do?
Probably a little bit of both. I'll just watch the open and nap with it. Hey.
I'll call you early then.
All right, that's Captain Plog down in G-Town. It is time for a break, and National Anthem coming up and all that, and open lines coming up now in the 6 o'clock hour. Give us a call here at 713-572-4610. We'll be right back after these messages.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.